AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Gas prices eclipsed $4 a gallon in the United States. That's the highest since 2022. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says gas prices could go up even more before they go down.
A lot of what we're looking at right now is all focused on the Strait of Hormuz. How long that remains blocked, it will likely continue to put upward pressure on oil prices every day that blockage continues. And that could push the national average closer to $4.50 or potentially even $5 a gallon. However, if and when the Strait does reopen or confidence is regained in ships transiting through the Strait of Hormuz, then we may see oil prices and gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel begin to decline.
AP's Sagar Meghani reports on a slight rise in consumer confidence last month, even as the Iran war sent gas prices soaring.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose by 0.8 of a point in March. The board says spiking oil prices and higher costs overall due to tariffs did not affect the top-line reading, but the survey did show pessimism in other areas, including expectations of higher inflation. At a cabinet meeting last week, President Trump said even he was surprised the war has not caused even higher oil prices and bigger stock market losses.
Hasn't been nearly as severe as I thought. I think they have confidence in maybe the American president and maybe the people sitting around this table.
At the same time, U.S. job openings fell slightly last month to 6.9 million, another sign of a sputtering labor market. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At a news conference, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he hopes talks with Iran lead to a deal.
If Iran was willing to relinquish material they have and ambitions they have, open this. Great. That's the goal. We don't want to have to do more militarily than we have to.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports King Charles is planning a state visit to the U.S. in April.
King Charles III will undertake a state visit to the U.S. in late April to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence and to mark the close ties that exist between the two nations. The visit follows President Donald Trump's state visit to the U.K. in September. That event was a glittering occasion featuring tiaras, brass bands, and a sumptuous banquet served on 200-year-old silver. Such spectacles are meant to bolster ties between nations, particularly in difficult times. Charles has visited the U.S. 19 times in all, but it'll be his first state visit to the country. His mother, Queen Elizabeth II, undertook 4 state visits to the U.S. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A 15-year-old student shot a teacher at a Texas high school and then fatally shot himself yesterday. Authorities are still investigating what led to the early morning attack. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.